I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday. It's going to be a hot one, or as Jamie says, a scorcher. It's going to be a scorcher today. Near 98 degrees today. Could be a record breaker, too. So beware of the heat. The heat is on. In a lot of schools with the DPS system, it looks like aren't going to go today. Some of the elementary schools.
That's a good thing.
It's too hot.
It's going to be really hot.
You know, have air conditioning.
Yeah.
I expect them to be there. Hey, Spadil, do me a favor. Don't send this particular break over to the Colorado Lottery. Okay? I got a little something I want to say.
Oh, okay.
You got it, Spadil? Yeah. Spadil, are you listening? Oh, he's not even listening. Spadil! It's important to hear this.
Yeah, I know.
Don't send... I'm going to mention the Colorado Lottery here, but don't send this one over there.
Okay, I won't send it to him. Yeah.
He's talking about an air check, like where we talk about somebody and then they...
Yeah, right, because they like for us to endorse them, but I'm not sure this will go over as well.
Okay. All right, so what happened?
112 tickets, and we win $12. Don't send that over.
I won't.
No, 110 tickets. 110 tickets.
Where'd you hear that?
From Powerball P. He just texted us.
He did?
$12.
That's it.
$12. We had 110 tickets.
That's crazy to me.
Spadil, remember, this one doesn't go.
Not going.
This one
not going.
How much is that? How much is each ticket?
Like $3.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's like $330. I did the math on that. That's right.
$330 and we won $12.
I can't believe this. $12. I don't know what to say.
How about this? At least we won something.
All right.
Is that good?
No,
I don't know how to spin this.
I've got a little bit of a spin because he put it in his text.
Okay. All right.
The numbers were stupid.
Stupid
numbers.
I didn't even know that.
So it's the numbers. It's that little machine that boop. You've done that before, haven't you?
What?
Didn't you host one of those lottery drawings?
No, they asked me to do it. Remember?
And then they turned you away.
No, that's not how it went at all. So they said the drawings were like, it was like either a Saturday night or Friday night. And I said, like, what time? And they said 10. I go, oh, you don't want me there at 10 o'clock on a Saturday.
Yeah, they want you to pull the balls, right? Pull the numbers.
Yeah, they wanted me to pull the balls. And I was like, you don't want me there on a Saturday night at 10 p.m. I'm going to be a couple of Trulies in.
Yeah, they didn't think that would out.
So I declined.
Numbers
graciously.
Were stupid. Okay, 31. Not so bad. 59. 62. 65. 68.
Oh, because it's 59, 62, 66, and 68.
You know, 65, 68.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's
whatever.
A five.
Yeah.
But they're also high, right?
And so, then the Powerball was five, which that's okay. But
I agree with him. They are stupid
crap.
Numbers.
They're crap numbers.
Yeah, those are crap numbers. All right, now it's got $700 million.
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Right, this week is not payday. Can you go ahead and pony up the 20 this time for Saturday's drawing? I mean, I chipped in for you yesterday.
Yeah, I will, but I don't
have it.
I'm
running really
low right now, but I will. Okay,
$20 for tomorrow.
Is he doing it, you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. We're back.
Oh, he's in it.
We got to be back in.
All right.
We're not going to bail now.
Saturday's the next drawing, and it's $700 million.
Yeah.
I think we're going to win it this time because we did so well with the $12.
Yeah, we say that every time.
110 tickets. 12 stinking dollars.
Yeah. Well, you know you can't win if you don't play.
Don't send that one over, Fidel.
I won't.
No,
I won't.
Not to the lottery.
Oh, God.
Frank, is it Caprio or Caprio? I don't know how he pronounces his last name. Frank, the judge. He's considered the nicest judge in the world. You heard Jamie talking about this a few minutes ago. If you're on the web, anywhere, you've seen this guy. He's very, very nice, right?
He's so sweet. And he's also funny, but he can be hard when he needs to, but he's funny and he's sweet and he talks to people. Yeah. He doesn't just, you know, put the gavel down. He talks to people.
Yeah, and he's just become an internet sensation. He became a judge in 1985. He'd been on the bench. He had pancreatic cancer. He had gotten it into remission, and then it came back again. He posted a video yesterday, like 3 hours before he died.
In the hospital?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
You see that video?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Man, it was sad.
Yeah.
I'm not going to play that one.
No, don't.
That's a little too much.
All right,
here's him with an elderly guy. This guy is old. I think he's like 100 years old. But he has to drive his son to the doctor because his son's 68 and really sick, okay?
I don't drive that fast, Judge. I'm 96 years old, and I drive slowly, and I only drive when I have to. I was going to the blood work for my boy. He's handicapped.
You were taking your son to the doctor's office?
Yeah, I take him for blood work every 2 weeks because he's got cancer.
You are a good man. You are a good man. You really are what America is all about. Here you are in your 90s. And you're still taking care of your family. It's just a wonderful thing for you.
He dismisses the case.
Yeah.
And he does this with about everybody that has a story like that.
Exactly.
Okay. Not everybody. You don't want to carjack somebody and go in front of this judge. He'll throw the book at you in a heartbeat.
But man, everybody loved him.
Here's a mom that's struggling because she has kids that need full-time attention.
So it's hard because I don't have any break, but I choose to be a mom.
You know, I can't tell you how impressed I am. I know that you're taking care of two kids. I know your son needs your attention. And nevertheless, you keep a smile on your face and you have this upbeat attitude. I mean, it's $100. I'm going to dismiss it.
I appreciate it.
There you go. Dismissed.
Nice.
And I wanted to say, never have I met a judge like you. And I've been in many courtrooms growing up, but never met a judge or a person like you.
I've been in a lot of courtrooms.
I wouldn't have said that part.
Yeah.
There is a clip of him where there's a guy that's in front of him, and he's about to dismiss his case, right? And he's feeling compassion for the guy. He's down on his luck or whatever. And then the guy comes back and says something like, the cop was kind of out of line. The judge comes back and says, ooh, there's a time to shut up.
Oh, really? Yeah.
He goes, you know what the Fifth Amendment is? You might want to take it right now because your case was almost dismissed.
Everybody loves this judge. He'll be missed for sure.
Yep. He's died at 88 years old.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from Denver, Colorado. We are on the Odyssey app all over America and the podcast. It'll be there too later on today. Do you see the Crocs, Jamie? The Bronco Crocs?
I did. They look awesome. Yeah.
Man.
They look good.
They say that people are clamoring for them. Clamoring.
When do they go on sale?
I think a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they do look good, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I like the little horse head, the giblet or whatever you call it.
Yeah, the giblet.
Yeah, it's a horse head.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Miles.
Gibbets.
Gibbet.
Yeah, it's Miles.
Yep.
Yeah, Miles and a football. You get all kinds of crap. This is going to be a big win-win for Crocs. Because you got to figure that the same, you know, enthusiasms all across the country. Anybody that's got a football team. All right, first of all, it's going to be hot today. 98 for a high. So it's going to be really, really stinking hot. So beware. Fire danger, too.
Fire danger.
Fire danger, too. Some of the schools are going to let out early. Some don't even go today because it's too darn hot. Coach Prime. catching heat this morning.
What for now?
He laid down the dress code for his players when they attend class. And there's a little blowback on it, okay? I'll tell you why there's a blowback here.
Wait, they have a dress code for when they go to class?
Yes.
Oh.
He does this every year.
Oh, he does?
Oh, yeah, it's tradition. Oh, yeah, and he tells them how they have to act, their manners, how they need to open doors.
Yeah, I knew that part. Yeah, I knew that part, but I didn't know he told them how to dress.
Oh, he does it all, man. I mean, he's mommy and daddy right there on campus. Here he is.
We start school when?
Tomorrow.
No slides. Everybody.
No slacks?
No slides.
No slides.
Oh, no slides.
You son of a... What the heck? What do you mean, no slides?
No slides?
If I see you with... I'm going to send people to campus tomorrow. If I see you with slides on campus, it's going to be a problem. If I see you with a hoodie on in class or some headphones on in class, it's going to be a problem. If I see you sitting in the back of the classroom, it's going to be a problem. Do we understand that?
Sure.
And if you're online... and you have online classes, and you don't have a shirt on, or you got a wife beat on, or you have some stupid on that causes a distraction, or you walk around during that online session, it's going to be a problem. We good with that, guys?
Put on a wife beater.
Yeah, right?
I love it, man.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. Especially, I mean, I don't know about the hoodie for winter. Come on.
That's where the blowback is, because they're in a classroom setting. All these kids, and Prime's wearing a hoodie. And so people are like, hey, you hypocrite.
Oh,
what are you
wearing
doing? You're the guy up there preaching. You're wearing a hoodie.
Yeah.
What are you doing? So they're giving him blowback saying, hey, you can't lay down rules like this unless you're going to follow the rules.
They can wear a sweatshirt, just can't have a hood on it. Is that the story?
No slides. Yeah. You can wear a sweatshirt. No slides, no hoodies, no headphones on. Yep. You got to make sure that if you're online, you don't have a wife beater on.
Wow, the hoodie seems a little stern to me, in my opinion, you know? Because, especially, I mean, the winter, it's the most comfortable thing to throw on.
Well, and for athletes, I mean, all the gear you get in college is all free, and most of it's hoodies.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so that's interesting. Maybe he'll take that one back.
I think hoodie is the official wear of Colorado.
It is.
I mean, it is our official shirt here, right?
All these kids are going to have to buy new clothes.
It's terrible.
Yeah. And why not slides? What's the deal? What's this problem with the slides?
I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. I mean, he's really laid it down on him this time around. I don't know what the heck he's pushing for. I guess he just wants good representation.
Yeah.
You better win a lot of football games is what you better do.
Okay? I mean, the hoodie just throws me off. I mean, the slides I hate anyway. I hate men in slides. I mean, I don't hate you, but I just hate the slide look. But the hoodie just seems like...
And I just don't, I can't believe he used the term wife beater.
I know, right? Yeah. I thought that was a little shocking.
No wife beaters either, right? Pal, when you're online. don't get caught on camera with a wife beater on.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
That's
and I like that he says he's like going to have secret agents out tomorrow.
Yeah, looking for them.
So
you're in trouble, man. Right? I wonder what the penalty is.
I know.
You get caught
probably
with a hoodie.
Probably extra laps or
you got
something.
A hoodie and a slides on. Yeah. You got to go to practice and get, you know.
Wow.
Tortured?
Yeah,
get extra conditioning.
You're the tackling dummy at the practice or something? I don't know. That's a little over the top,
it is,
isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I like Dion and everything, and I hope they do well, but sometimes he pushes it just a little bit too much.
A hoodie! Come on!
BJ Jamie Morning Show.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Be right back.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh my God. I went to bed at 9 o'clock last night.
And you did?
Yes.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's early for you.
It is early
That's
for me.
It's late for me, but early for you.
It's really early for me. And I'm still beat up. My God. You know how you wake up after you've like done some physical activity and your body doesn't work and you're like, damn, you're out of shape.
Yeah.
And you're sore and you're just drained of all your energy.
Yes. Even my ankles hurt.
It's kind of depressing.
It is depressing. Yeah, it's
you
so
think,
sad.
Oh, what have I become?
Oh, my God. I used to be a gymnast. Now I'm just a sad, sad old lady. All right. Anyway, let's see here. A couple of things I want to tell you. This is really bugging me. I am happy, though, that Schmidl said that we don't have the Lone Star tick. There's a tick, right? And I mentioned this yesterday, and it bites you or whatever. And then all of a sudden you get this this issue, this disease, where it makes you completely allergic to red meat. And now they're saying, and it's so bad that you can't have any kind of red meat, no dairy or anything, or else you get like literally so ill, you have to go to the ER and you almost die.
Oh, so that would suck.
It would suck.
That would suck. I love meat.
Yeah, because remember they're saying all the people in the Hamptons got bit by this Lone Star tick, and now they can't eat any meat, any dairy. Just trying to figure out what has dairy in it would be impossible, right? But anyway, I mean, like milk chocolate, think about that. Just all the stuff that has dairy in it. And now it says up to 500,000 Americans are now allergic to red meat because of this tiny menace.
Well, that's kind of good.
Well, why?
It's more meat for me. Well, I think that's, us meat lovers, that's kind of good. I mean, beef's gotten very expensive lately. I maybe know, the price will come down now. That's the way I look at it.
Let's see here. Nearly 1 in 4 patients in Tennessee and North Carolina, a hot spot for the Lone Star tick. So don't go to Tennessee or North Carolina.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Aren't you going soon?
I'm going to Tennessee next month.
Yeah, Tennessee was a hot spot.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
You got to be careful.
That ain't good.
Yeah, could you be better. You know what? Yeah. Get your dog's tick collar. Put it around your neck.
Yeah, I'll do that. Bubble wrap.
Yeah, exactly. A single bite had rewired everyone's immune system to reject a particular sugar molecule called big long name, and now it's in meat and dairy, and they cannot have it.
I don't understand how something like this just gets started.
I know.
I mean, out of the blue, it just starts. I mean, we didn't have this problem 10 years ago. Why
I feel
now?
Like I've known about the Lone Star tick since I was in elementary school.
I haven't.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And it makes you allergic to meat. You knew all that.
Yeah. I remember reading about it in like one of the magazines that they used to make.
Well, if it's been around that long, then 500,000 people's not that much.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, then it's no big story then.
I've been afraid of it since I was a kid. So,
well, I wonder why it's such a big story today, because if it's been around that
long. They're looking to terrify us, that's why.
I know. Well, I am terrified. I'm scared for you going to Tennessee.
I think these vegans are pushing it.
If you come back from Tennessee and you don't like meat or you can't have meat, that would be a shame.
It would be a shame.
It would be so sad.
I swear. That would be a real shame.
Yeah, it would be awful. All right. Let's see here. What did I want? Oh, did you guys see this? This doesn't really go here, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Did you see where pretty soon you can put your dogs and cats on Ozempic?
I did see that. For real?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't either.
No, I wouldn't do it.
Your dog and cat all fat hanging out over there.
You gotta give them a shot every day.
Give them a shot every week. Yeah, just so they get hot.
If your animal's too fat, just give them green beans with their food. Like, take out some of their food, replace it with green beans. It works great.
No, it's going to be hot dog summer. Yeah, so, they're making an Ozempic for dogs and cats. So pretty soon y'all are going to have fit dogs and cats, I guess. Rosie O'Donnell says that Jay Leno is a mean a-hole. That's what she said on Instagram. She was talking about that reality show, Biggest Loser, and the Netflix documentary. And I guess Jay Leno had one of the contestants on, and he made the girl read out all the death threats on TV and stuff. So, ooh. I don't know. Rosie O'Donnell drives me. I don't like her.
I've never heard of this.
I just don't like Rosie O'Donnell. Isn't she in Ireland?
I don't know.
Yeah, she did move.
Yeah, so if you're in Ireland, deal with Irish stuff. Like, stay out of it over here. My God.
And Jay Leno's not been on the air how long?
I know.
He's 20 years?
Yeah, exactly. Long time, so crazy.
15 years?
Let's see here. That Bill Belichick, did you see that his ex-wife, Linda, her daughter got in kind of a fight with that Jordan Hudson?
I did. I saw the story.
It's really convoluted.
Now, where were they at?
They were at a Christmas party.
Okay. At Christmas?
Yeah, it happened at Christmas, and it's just now coming out.
Christmas?
You know what?
What?
I'll get to this later.
Yeah, Christmas party.
Yeah,
what the hell?
Yeah, just put it over there. Yeah. This is also another dumb headline. What kind of crap do I have today? Listen to this. This is the dumbest headline ever. Sydney Sweeney is making Kim Kardashian and Jennifer Lopez jealous. I'm going to put that over here, too. That one's dumb as well. What is going on, right? Aren't these the dumbest things ever?
Just reaching for something.
Right? Sharon Osbourne wants everybody to know that concert did not raise, that Ozzy's last concert did not raise $190 million, as they said. She said, that's absolutely ridiculous. It did raise $45.5 million, but it didn't raise $190.
Oh.
Yeah, so last month it was reported the concert raised $190 million, but Sharon Osbourne confirmed that wasn't the case, and the number being reported was ridiculous. It, in fact, raised $45.5 million, which is still amazing.
You know, you can't trust any of these figures that come out on anything. I don't care what it is, you know?
Right?
And I wonder who put that out, because it was everywhere.
It was everywhere. I agree with you. Morgan Wallen is not going to submit his 2025 album for consideration for the 2026 Grammy Awards. Wallen will also refrain from submitting individual songs for award categories, including Best Country Solo Performance. However, his collaborators will be allowed to submit the songs that he co-wrote with them. So Eric Church, Post Malone, Tate McRae, all those. He said that's fine. They can submit them if I was on them. But he won't be doing any of his own thing. He's boycotting.
All right.
Yeah.
Way to go, buddy.
Whatever.
Whatever you stand for.
Wynonna Judd's daughter. This is bizarre. Her name is Grace Pauline Kelly. I didn't even know Wynonna had a daughter, but I guess she does. Well, Grace Pauline Kelly is now coming out saying that her mother was never a mother at all to her. Wynonna was not a mother to her, and that her grandpa molested her. I gotta put this over here. There we go. I don't know, you guys.
Really? Grandpa.
Grandpa, yep.
Well, he shouldn't do that.
Well, no, that's bad and illegal. Yeah. Jake Paul is going to box some guy named The Tank.
You know, this looks like such a mismatch.
I know, because one weighs 133 pounds, and, well, that's The Tank weighs 133 pounds, and Jake Paul weighs 200 pounds.
Not only that, he's like 7 inches taller.
Oh, yeah?
Jake Paul is, yeah. I mean, this guy's like 5'3".
He is?
He's small.
Oh.
He's a small dude, wow. Yeah. 133 pounds.
Yeah, that's true.
He's small.
Yeah.
So do we think this is legit, though?
I don't think any of his fights
I will
are
tell
legit.
You. I can't see anybody ordering this fight. It's pay-per-view.
It's also going to be at State Farm Arena in Atlanta.
Yeah.
But that guy's a pretty badass, though. The boxer.
I don't care.
The tank is like...
You can't have that much of a size difference, though.
The Tank is bad, man.
Yeah, I don't think he can win.
What do you think, Schmidel?
I want to say a real boxer would do better against Jake Paul, but he looks like he's pretty good when you watch Jake Paul. So, I don't know. I think the size advantage would go to Jake. And he would just win.
I think it's fixed either way.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be real.
If Jake Paul is fighting, Jake's going to win.
Yeah.
It's set up.
All right, I'll put this over.
This guy is pretty ripped and shredded, though.
It was set up. Look, the guy's going to get a payday, dude. Nobody even heard of this guy until this morning. So he's going to get a big payday. That's why he's hitting. Jake Paul's going to win and move on.
He doesn't care if he loses.
All right, I'll put this one over there.
It's fake. It's all fake.
I know. Every time like a new match is announced, I'm like, whatever.
I think everybody's getting exhausted like you are.
I think with this one, though, I think you're going to see it just plummet with pay-per-view.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't think. I mean, obviously, everybody wanted to see Mike Tyson, right? So that one was the peak. But I think it's going to plummet with this one because everybody's catching on.
Yeah, everybody's kind of over the...
Yeah, we're over.
All right, and then finally, everybody's favorite judge, Judge Frank Caprio. We all loved him. He has passed away at the age of 88 from pancreatic cancer. All right, there you go. Tabloid Trash.
Let me play one more time. The old guy in court with this guy, okay? Yeah. The nicest judge in the world.
I don't drive that fast, Judge. I'm 96 years old, and I drive slowly, and I only drive when I have to. I was going to the blood work for my boy. He's handicapped.
You were taking your son to the doctor's office?
Yeah, I take him for blood work every 2 weeks because he's got cancer.
You are a good man. You are a good man. You are you really are what America is all about. Here you are in your 90s, and you're still taking care of your family. That's just a wonderful thing for you.
Man, I wish I could find a judge like that. Look at BJ and say, you're a good man.
Somebody says, the Tank is a real boxer, and he's well known. Somebody else said, what are you guys talking about? The Tank is one of the best boxers ever.
It's rigged. The Tank needs a paycheck.
I'm just saying. Hello? That's what they're saying. So I guess he is well known.
All right. Tomorrow morning at this time, we'll do a bag drop. We're going to be in Parker with the BJ and Jamie tote bag. We'll be giving them away 150 to 200 bags tomorrow morning. Parker, here we come.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie, have you seen all the backlash that Cracker Barrel is getting?
I have. I have. I haven't seen their new logo, but they said their new logo is awful.
Oh, I've got it.
Oh, yeah?
I've got it. I can show
it's
it
like
to
It's like simplistic
you.
Or something.
Yeah. Well, they just took the old man out with the rocking chair.
Oh, but it still looks the same?
Well,
it doesn't have the barrel.
It's a little different. It's a little bit different. Oh. It's very plain Jane.
It doesn't have the barrel.
No, the barrel's gone. The old man's gone. The rocking chair's gone. If you look at the restaurants, they took out all the... They took away the country feel, the country store vibe that they had at Cracker Barrel. And they're trying to modern it up. I don't think people want modern with Cracker Barrel.
People go to Cracker Barrel to feel country.
Yeah.
You know,
I think country people and old people go, right?
Yeah, exactly.
For the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, we only have a couple here, so.
Right. And I think that's like, they want like the biscuit and gravy and the feel of like your grandma made it for you.
Yeah.
It looks like just another regular restaurant now.
Oh, man.
You want an old lantern sitting on your table, you know?
Right?
You know, in those little peg games. You know the peg games
you
get?
I love that game with the triangle. The triangle peg game. Yeah.
Well, they're catching heat. I guess they got a new CEO. And she's decided that it's time to brighten up the place and change the decor and the vibe of the place. And, you know, and maybe it'll bring in a whole different set of customers. I don't know if it's going to work.
They're not going to get rid of the rocking chairs, are they?
I don't. Well, they took it out of the logo.
Oh,
so
no.
They might. I don't know.
Gone. No. Those are awesome. All those. Every little kid on the planet. I even remember being little and just rocking my ass off.
Everybody that goes to Cracker Barrel sits your butt in one of those chairs.
Yeah, and just rock away, right?
It's what you do.
Yeah. Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, they've changed it up.
Even Big and Rich, you know, Big and Rich. Or no, not Big and Rich. What's that? That guy, Rich, and I don't know. Anyway, he's a country artist. I forgot his name now. But anyway, he was even complaining. He's so sad.
No kidding.
Yeah. He's like,
there's a lot of people complaining. Yeah. No, I never go. It's not going to affect my life at all. And probably 99% of the people that listen to the show don't go. But it is catching some heat online because people are saying, hey, don't change something like this.
He said it's woke. I don't understand how it's woke.
Oh, I don't either.
That doesn't seem woke to me just because they take an old guy in a rocking chair off of it.
No, I don't get the woke thing. To me, it just looks like they modernized it. You know, they took down a lot of the, you know, old things that used to hang on the wall and they put up pictures instead.
Yeah, now it looks kind of like cafeteria-y.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They changed the decor, the color.
Yeah.
It's got sterile.
Yeah.
Very
sterile.
Not stale. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I meant.
Yeah. Yeah. I know what you meant. I know what you meant. BJ, Jamie, Morning Show. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.